spanning the Valley of the Sun and all across the 48th state. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Happy, 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 happy Thursdays. You heard in Becky Lynn's newscast there. A.G. Mays talking about executions earlier today. Gatos and I had a chance to sit down and ask her questions. Questions like this as it started out. Why did you pause executions?
Here's the deal, and I've got to tell you, this was a really hard decision for me, especially given the heinous nature of these crimes, and so this was not easy. But you know, it is something I talked about on the campaign trail, and in talking to Arizonans about my becoming attorney general, which is we need transparency in the execution process. We need to not botch these executions. You know, we've had several instances of that over the last, well, at least since 2014. You're right. It was put on pause after a really terrible attempted execution. Ultimately, it was successful in 2014. When they restarted it last year, they had several major issues. I mean, I think that if we're going to have the ultimate penalty in Arizona, and we do, we have the death penalty here, and if we're going to carry it out in the name of 7 million Arizonans, which we are, it had better be competently done. And the people of Arizona have a right to know that it's also going to be transparently done. And so we need some answers on all of those things before we move on.
Attorney General Mace, you say that they need to be done correctly. They were done correctly. I didn't think, we had two of our reporters were actually at those executions. They're minus trying to find a vein for one of them. They seemed to go pretty smoothly. It wasn't like in 2014 where it took several hours for somebody to die. It was there was a small hiccup, but that was because of a vein. Outside of that, it seemed to be pretty, got the job done.
Well, I mean, I think there was a difference of opinion about that, and I don't want to get into the details of each of those, but there was a difference of opinion about how well it went. I will say there was zero transparency about the drugs that were used, where they were procured. As you guys know, there was a situation several years ago in which the state of Arizona got into trouble for trying to transport drugs across international borders that the state wasn't supposed to be doing. There was an attempt during the Brnovich administration to restart the gas chamber and use Zyklon B, which is a Nazi-era drug. In order for me to proceed with executions, I need answers about these things, guys. And I don't think it's too much to ask, and I think the governor didn't think it was too much to ask that we have answers about that. And then, you know, the other thing that I'd like to know about is what appears to be a developing disparity between where the death penalty is being assessed or meted out. And it looks like Maricopa County is really I wouldn't say the only place where the death penalty is being used and sought. It's looking like it's getting down to Maricopa County, and that has to do with how costly it is to try these cases. You know, if the same crime is committed in Yavapai County, which is where I was born and raised, as Maricopa County, why is it that you would only get the death penalty in Maricopa County? I think that's an issue, right?
Attorney General of the State of Arizona, Chris Mays, is joining us for talking about executions. You said you didn't want to get into it, but I think we got to get into it. What happened in these three executions in 2022? I'll just throw one. Here's one guy, Frank Atwood. He killed an 8-year-old in 1984. Her name was Vicky. And Vicky's mom, Debbie, said, "We've endured for decades suffering, waiting for this guy on death row to die. And finally he did. And now we can have some closure." If we're going to halt the executions, I think you got to tell us why. Let's just pick one of them. One of the three, Dixon, Atwood, Hopper. What went wrong for you to say, "We got to stop this"? Because I didn't see anything that went wrong. And I think a lot of people, I'm sure you know more than we do, but you got to tell us something.
Well, I mean, I think I just did tell you something. But again, let me
something
go back
specific,
to
something specific in one of the three cases where you say, hey, you know what? That was wrong. And now we've got to halt it. I haven't heard that yet.
Well, let me go back again to what I said about the victims and the victims' families. And one, the first thing that I did before announcing with the governor this pause, again, a pause in the death penalty and in executions, is that I contacted the victim's family so that the victim's family had an opportunity to talk to me about this. You're absolutely right. The families of these victims have to come first. They have rights as well, but they also are a part of the justice system. And in order to carry out justice, it has to be done competently. And I think in the last execution, there were folks who attended that execution and said there were problems.
Are we talking about Murray Hooper?
Yes, okay. and the one prior, I believe. And so we have to...
But what happened?
Well, guys, I'm not going to sit here and talk to you about every last detail of it.
How about one detail?
You know, we also need to know about the disparities in counties and between counties. And we need to know where the drugs are coming from. I mean...
No, I get all that.
That is a fundamental issue that I think, and a fundamental thing that the people of Arizona, all 7 million Arizonans, have a right to know what the drug protocol is, what the skill level is, for instance, of the people who are carrying out these executions. And even if you and I disagree or agreed about whether the last one was carried out competently, there are enough examples over the last decade to suggest that we need to go back and review this. And that's what we're doing.
So how long is this review going to take? I mean, are we talking this is going to be something that's going to take months, years? And what do you tell the families out there who are now feel like they're on pause because it feels like it's a political thing where they're standing up and saying, we're going to use this to stop these?
I have not put a timetable on this, nor has the governor, but the death penalty should not be a political thing. And that's why, you know, we need to get to the bottom of questions like, why did the previous attorney general try to secure Zyklon B? Why was there a rush in the last year when the previous attorney general was running for the United States Senate to execute three people? This is not political. This should not be political. Okay. And so we're going to put a pause on this, and we're going to get it to the bottom of these answers and release that to the public and be totally transparent with the people of Arizona. Because, again, as you guys know, the death penalty is done in the name of all Arizonans. It is the law of the state of Arizona.
Okay, because that was my next one. Chris Mays is joining us, Arizona Attorney General. Are you against the death penalty personally, or are you for the death penalty personally?
I am not personally opposed to the death penalty.
You're okay with it?
Yes, and it's the law of Arizona, and it's my job to carry out the law of Arizona.
All right, Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays, our guest. Thank you, Attorney General. Nice to talk to you. Appreciate your time.
You too, guys. Okay, take care.
She joined us earlier today. If you missed any of that, grab the podcast. It is it's interesting. I'm telling you, this is going to last longer than I think people think, and it's going to get more political than I think people are going to understand. But we'll see. We'll see what takes place. All right, five spot. Let's talk about that right now. Let's talk about yay or nay on the death penalty. How do you feel about it? We want to hear from you. 277-5827. We're going to ask you that question. Five of you out there, maybe you're for it, maybe you're against it, maybe you don't like the death penalty, but you also say it's law. We want to hear from you. 277-5827, 277-5827. Five spot straight ahead.
Spot with Gatos and Chad. Brought to you by Parker and Sons Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
That's right. Five spot, we answer you. We basically say to you, we throw it out there. Hey, people out there, you're listening to the show. First of all, tell us you're listening. Secondly, we got a question for you. Today's question is about the death penalty. We've thrown it out to you. How do you feel about the fact that they're pausing the death penalty here? You just heard from the AG Mays. Let's do five spot. We'll start with Tricia in Maricopa County. All right, Tricia, how do you feel about them stopping, at least temporarily, the death penalty?
Well, actually, I'm calling from the city of Maricopa, but that's okay. My issue with them pausing it is that they haven't been very clear. I just heard the interview, and I don't feel like she was clear in exactly why they're pausing it. So I don't disagree with people researching things, but to completely put an entire pause on something when families have already waited through a very lengthy process, I don't understand it.
Absolutely. I appreciate that right there. And Steve, she didn't really, like when Gatos badgered her a few times, not badgered, but asked her, okay, tell us. There was no telling us. It was always, I already said that.
The only thing I could think of that happened during the last three executions, I don't know if it happened at all three, it might have just been a couple, but they call it a cut-down procedure where they can't get into the vein of a person. So what they do is they have to go into the groin area to insert the, you know, the drugs that they're going to use. And that's, by law, that's acceptable.
Yeah.
So if it's the cut-down procedure that you're against, just say it. Just come out and say, hey, we don't think that we should be doing cut-down procedures.
Nah,
couldn't do that.
No, she couldn't do that. And she wouldn't do that. Kaylin in Buckeye, how do you feel about it?
I don't think they should cancel it, you know, or pause it. Honestly, I don't care where the drugs come from. I care about get the job done. If you kill someone in Arizona, we will kill you back.
That's right. I appreciate that. They're very much a Ron White thing. If you kill somebody in Texas, we will kill you back. Oh, my goodness. Charles in Phoenix, how do you feel about them pausing the death penalty here in Arizona?
Hey, guys. I honestly don't believe that the death penalty really has an effect. I think that it's wrong for us to say you're going to kill somebody and then we kill you. What I would like to see is the prisons actually get tougher so inmates are afraid of it and it's not cushy and they have more stuff than I do.
Oh, interesting. I appreciate your call there. That's interesting. The death penalty, I think we all know, it doesn't deter. It's not – if you kill somebody today and you're, you know, like – and you face a death penalty, it's going to be decades before you even get to the point where they're issuing a warrant for your death.
I thought it was interesting. So I think it was Gatos who straight up asked Chris Mays, the attorney general, are you against the death penalty? And that's an important question because I was concerned that they were just pausing executions because they don't like the death penalty and that they hope that they don't have to unpause eventually.
At least while they're in charge.
But give her credit. She straight up said, no, I'm okay with the death penalty. I'm not against it. And I think that that means they do just want to get this right in the long term. The only question is, how long does that take?
That's right. And in fairness to AG Mays, maybe she thinks, okay, fine, you know what? Let's pause this thing. Let's get all the data. So when I take it back to them and say, we've paused it, this is what it looks like. There's nothing to be worried about. We've got it ready to roll. There is no pushback at that point, even if the governor says, no, I still want to keep it paused. George in Phoenix, you're on Five Spot. What do you think about them pausing the death penalty?
I have a little different perspective. I was a case agent on a homicide case, which led to the death penalty. I'm definitely against it. This guy killed these people in December of 1999. He still lives. You know, these families go through the trial. I spent 5 months in trial to see how one-sided it was for the defendant not to kill him and gave nothing to the victims. You would be amazed.
Yeah.
Be amazed at what happens in trial and how they try not to juice them, for the lack of better words.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Understandable. Appreciate your call, my man. Thanks so much. You got to jump. Last call real quick. Sasha in Queen Creek, what do you think about them pausing the death penalty?
I'm concerned that they paused it. My main concern all over Arizona is why would it be different in different counties? But I am for the death penalty. But the second concern is why are we, I don't care how it's done or what drugs you get it from, why are we giving more sympathy to the abuser than the victim?
Absolutely. Appreciate your call. And I think we're hearing a lot of people out there. And I think Mace, she made it well known that, look, she's frustrated. And she talked to some of the family members out there, I think, of people that were close to it, and to talk to them and hear from them, give them their feedback. But it's paused for now. So appreciate you calling. That was Five Spot. Gatos and Chad Show coming up. A lot of fun. Frivolity, like, you know, I don't know, maybe your job may be obsolete sooner rather than later, and you're hearing Steve, the wise man. Gatos is not here. We'll talk about why he's not here straight ahead. It is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Drive home with the Gatos and Chad Show.
Yes, indeed. By the way, big golf tournament coming up. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's the biggest mini golf. No, it's not. It's the People's Open. Returns to TVC Scottsdale as the Waste Management Phoenix Open tees off February 6th and runs through the 12th. Head to the contest page, KTR.com, right now. Your chance to win tickets plus one lucky winner will win greenskeeper passes. The wise man is in studio. Gatos has left us today, and there is a reason for that.
Pulled a hammy. No, I'm just kidding.
Our good friend, somebody who was a integral part of this company and station, was killed by a drunk driver late last year, New Year's Eve. And Celebration of Life is tonight. And so Gatos is going to go represent the show. And Dawn was an amazing human being. We've talked about it a few times. We had her sister on. Just a wonderful person who lit up the room when she came in. And so it's sadness, but tonight's a celebration of how amazing she is. But we talked about it, and we felt it was best. Gatos goes tonight and represents us and just gives love to the family and celebrates who she was. So we said, Steve, can you pinch hit? And he said, yeah, okay.
If I had anything to add to this, it's so incredibly simple to download a rideshare app.
Oh, my God, yeah.
It's unbelievably simple. And you may be having a couple of drinks and you think you're fine. I'm begging you, just download the app, call a friend. It's worth the extra couple minutes that it might take to have somebody come pick you up.
Just think about this for a second.
Then what might happen alternatively.
Her kids, her husband, her brother, sister, family, everybody that she knows works with friends are all struggling. But not only did you cost somebody a life, you ruined your life. You ruined your life. It's not worth it. Download an app. Don't be a clown. Simple as that. Absolutely. So, Steve, we should probably talk about other things. And, you know, here's a perfect example. Ride shares. We were talking about AI earlier. Earlier today, a rep, a United States rep.
A Congress member.
A congressperson. He did a... Are you ready for this? He did a speech on the floor written completely by AI. You would not have known. Jobs are going to be vanishing and there'll be opportunities opening up. But there's a perfect example of we're close to having, you know, the Waymos and all these things ready to roll. There is no reason you should ever drink and drive. But I was just thinking about AI because I don't think people understand chatbot, the thing that's out there. And the reason they call it chat is because you're supposed to be able to have a conversation with it where it's not robot-esque. But not since the iPhone has there been anything this big and exciting in tech.
There's so many applications. So you and I have talked a lot about ChatGPT is one of the systems that's out there. The applications are incredible. Just off the top of my head, the types of jobs that could be displaced. You could have teachers be displaced because these things pull from all throughout the internet. Kind of in the same realm of education is students use it to write their essays or do their homework.
Yeah.
Journalists could be replaced by these doing writing stories that you and I probably wouldn't even know the
difference.
A woman
did a story about this today, and the thing wrote it for her. And I just thought, wow, you just signed your own. But the humans obviously have to bring the story. That's the beauty. The beauty of chatbot is it will help you with some things, but it will not think of anything for you.
It cannot. Yeah, it can't create anything brand new.
Everybody's like, they're going to come take your jobs. I'm like, well, they have no opinions. That's the whole point.
That's true, but I mean, we've seen the artificial intelligence websites that you can just type in a description and it gives you a picture.
Oh, God.
There goes photography. There goes design. There goes video games.
That guy won the big contest last year in Colorado, and people flipped out over it because it was an art contest. And he just went on, described a few things, became the most amazing thing in the world. And when he said, I did it through this AI thing, people flipped out. Well, no, you can't do this. It's amazing and terrifying because that, and you and I were just talking, that robot at, is it Boston Dynamics that's running around? Oh my God. Bye-bye, everybody who's working in a warehouse.
I have a friend group chat literally called Them Robots. And whenever we see a Boston Dynamics, that's all we send to each other in that text thread is just videos of insane things robots can do these days.
It does parkour, it runs, it jumps, and it was showing it loading hundreds of boxes as fast as it can. And I'm thinking to myself,
that's a dude's job.
Here's not only that, but somebody has to scan all those things. Not anymore. That guy scans it. Boop, 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 boop. Oh,
I do actually worry about the replacement of humans in the workforce with machines, and not from the Skynet perspective, not they're taking over the world, none of that, but just the fact that we're going to have so many people whose skill sets align with things that machines can do, and they're just going to get replaced. I do worry about that to some extent.
We're going to have to merge with them. It's going to have to happen. I know that they're working on that.
Everybody, merge with robots?
Yeah, we're going to have to matrix it. the only way to, yeah, with our watch. Like Chevy's in there, and he just pointed to his watch. It's, we're going to have to merge. It's going to have to happen. We're going to have to merge. We're going to have to start matrixing. We're going to have to put it in there. It's, I kid about that kind of stuff, and they're trying it. But the reality is it is here, and it's getting here faster than you think. And this year, it is going to explode. And they put the chatbot thing out there, the OpenAI stuff, because they were struggling and they felt they were losing ground. So they just threw it out to the people. And they said, through its learning in 2 months, it's expanded in ways that you have no idea.
I'd like to see a robot do our job. Try me.
Anybody could do our job.
Coming up next. Well, don't say
that's
that.
Why we're here.
Don't say that. We need job security. Coming up next, how did a Big Mac end up getting delivered to center court during a live basketball
Yummy.
Game? Oh, the play-by-play is glorious. It's coming up next on the Gatos and Chad Show.
It's the Gatos and Chad Show.
Somebody came on the floor on the far side looking for an Uber Eats delivery or something. There is carrying some McDonald's.
Oh, this has to be one of the all-time greats.
I'm actually not kidding.
No, this is the truth.
I think that's what's happening.
This guy's in the corner. Looked like he was he going to deliver the McDonald's to somebody on the court? We rule that out?
I think that's an Uber Eats sticker.
Maybe I'll put my hand up. I'm getting a little hungry. He can bring it over here.
That guy's awful. You are horrible at – who do you think sounds like that?
Oh, the broadcasters?
Yeah.
Yeah, that –
the Uber Eats guy
aside. It almost sounds
fake
to me, but
– who – like, it sounds like one of those guys that just grabs something funny and then does – no, it's not. That's a – was it – was University
this
of Loyola?
Is Loyola Chicago versus Duquesne.
Duquesne. The fighting
Duquesne. Which has an S in it. I'm not really sure why. And a literal food delivery guy, Uber Eats guy, I'm led to believe – walks onto the court in the middle of action, in the middle of a play. He's inches away from one of the basketball players.
This is a D1. One or two of these
legitimate schools
is going to be in probably the big dance this year.
Yes.
And this dude rolled onto the court as if he... Oh.
He walked onto the court holding what looked like either like a coffee cup or some sort of drink and a bag from McDonald's as if he's delivering. And he's looking around completely dumbfounded, or maybe just the first word. And he's like, where's the guy I'm delivering to?
Do you think when that guy listens to this thing back, first of all, that guy goes, I didn't even know. Like, how did you not know there are 10 men playing basketball in an arena? Secondly, if you're listening back to this and you're those announcers, do you think when you hear it, you're like, nailed it?
Who's he delivering it to?
The ref.
The
ref said later. Give it to me later. Not now.
Philip Alston's done a lot. I didn't think he needed a Big Mac for sustenance in the middle of the game.
I know, but I'm not. Well, the official out there, Tim, he distanced him. Like, I didn't say now.
All right, so let's address the elephant in the room. Was this legit? Was this real? Did this actually happen, or was this set up?
I think it was probably legit. Oh, if it was set up, it wasn't set up by the teams.
So here's what I found out.
See, here's the thing. Chevy's, because we're going to send him to the Super Bowl with a ladder and a, what'd you want, Chevy, a vest? Is that what you said?
We're going to try to get you into the Super Bowl
yeah.
with no ticket?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted a tech, I wanted like a one of those highlighter vests that I could wear, take a ladder.
Okay,
event
cool.
Staff.
Get you a hard hat, just let you walk through.
Oh, yeah, everything. You know what I mean? Just tell, I lanyard, everything. Picture on it, tell them, hey guys, yeah. I'm here, gotta fix the lights.
Here to fix the stuff. Come on in, buddy.
That's awesome.
Now, here's what I found out. So I'm looking into the reporting on this, and this has been reported by like CBS Sports, Fox News, legitimate sources.
You gotta talk the whole show in that guy's voice.
In this guy's voice. So the assistant athletic director of one of those universities had a Twitter thread where he basically showed a picture of the kid because he was standing right by him when it happened.
Yeah.
And the guy's wearing a lavalier mic. You know, the microphone that you hook up to your, like, lapel? So they're thinking that this kid probably was doing it as a part of a TikTok stunt or a YouTube
video.
Or
was he pledging something?
He's a frat bro?
Maybe he's a frat bro and he's pledging. You got to pretend to be, you know, an Uber Eats guy or DoorDash or whatever it is that they have there at Duquesne.
Let me tell you, though, whether it's legit or not, there is rising concern amongst athletes, both professional and amateur, about people getting more brazen? Is that the right word?
I watched, so the other night I'm watching, my uncle sends me something and says, dude, check this out on TikTok because he's obsessed with TikTok. Like he has nothing else to do. I'm like, how do we have a business? What do you do all day?
Are you on TikTok?
No, because the Chinese are going to try to take all of our stuff and try to destroy us as human beings. But so he sends me this thing. And it is a comic the other night. It like Caroline's, like a big... huge comedy star, like one, and he says something about a joke. I mean, he's a jokester because he's a comedian, and about a lesbian or something. Nothing untoward, horrific. The lady runs up on the stage, gets in his face, and chases him off the stage. That is not cool.
I don't know if it's like society is just changing. We're being so – maybe it's because we're so divisive. I don't know if that plays into it.
Well, that might be, but I think a lot of things like we live in a me society. Look at me. We started going to hell in a handbasket when we put the phone in front of our faces and we realized there was a camera on the front and we could take a picture of ourselves.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. You know how in baseball they extended the nets all the way down to the – those nets are there just as much to keep people off the field as they are to keep the ball from hitting them in the stands.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious.
I'm telling you, that's the truth.
Oh, he is Steve Zinsmeister in for Gatos. Get us at half the show today. We didn't get half to pay for it. Coming up, we're going to expand. And this time, is that Patricia? We're going to do some news expansion with Patricia in for Becky Lynn. Don't go anywhere. It is the Gatos and Chad Show.